Magneto. I don't really care if haters really don't agree though. Killers in the streets and they weapon is police, claiming they ain't got no beef or steady, only eating keto. But we about to change that today. Your clans with guns and badges, they won't be safe. Your pipes that poison lands, no, they won't be safe. It's time to fight with us or get backed away. Because revolution steady right on the itinerary. I'm sick of seeing all my people in obituaries. Stay mad, Karen, we don't give an F-bomb. Blow it up by any means necessary. Have to say that I could be a revolutionary. I believe it, I can feel it in my capillaries. We out here and we showing no fear. Revolution's coming near, you don't want us as an adversary.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say fight the power.
Fight the power.
This is how the revolution sounds.
Hey,
and
Blaze.
You know we say
how the riches on the earth got so many needs. I'm a giant, so they looking like my mini-me's. Never been a killer, but the world is tempting me. Steady killing me, but would never put an end to me. Fight the power, so in public, I'm the enemy. Privately contented with intentions of my energy. System all cap, feel like Kaepernick when he in the league. Overcoming haters like John Taylor, we in the lead. I deserve this gold medal. It's from the soil where we once settled. They wanna spoil everyone's ghetto. My future son is about to know the level of expectation to be a black man in this generation. Cause this time, the revolution will be televised. Bringing the evolution to mankind. When you hear me speak, you can tell I'm wise. Truth set us free, that's why they tell us lies. Questioning everything I recognize.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say
you can murder a liberator, but you can't murder liberation. You can murder a revolutionary, but you can't murder a revolution. And you can murder a freedom fighter, but you can't murder freedom.
Revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, coming, coming.
Welcome back to Views from the Ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
And that's on that, on that, on that. Welcome back. This is everyone's favorite agender host, DJ Love. I use they, them pronouns. And we are live here on KFAI and WFMU Frogtown Radio. And we have a bunch of guests in the studio today.
What's up, y'all?
So we have this upcoming show, R&B Live, All Black Affair. It's featuring Jackson Hurst, Travion, and Kells. And go ahead and tell us about this show that's going to be at the Amsterdam Barn in Hall next
so
week.
This is a Kells Music event, and these are brothers that I've seen doing their thing in the city. Jackson, him and I have had a relationship. He's been a bass player for me in the past. Travion, actually, this is the first time him and I have actually collabed on any event, so this is something just new, something exciting for us all to bring together under my company, Kells Music LLC. I couldn't think of anybody better to have on this event with me and share the stage with me, so I hit up these brothers and they was a game with it. We said, "Let's go. Let's put on something hot for the city and of course showcase what we love to do right here." So,
Absolutely. It's fresh, man. Like Trey and I have always like been locked in with each other and everything for a while now. And it's just exciting to know that Kells wanted to work with us. Especially under his business. You know, it's a big thing. If you ask me, it's always a big thing if people want to have you representing their business in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, so I'm glad to be on the bill. Glad to be on the bill.
Likewise, man. I'm inspired by these two gentlemen here, you know, and so I'm feeling very blessed and very honored to be able to share stage with such uniquely talented young men.
Yes, sir.
You know, so it's going to be a great show. We're very excited. It's going to be a good night. man, the music's about to be tasteful.
Yeah, don't miss it. Don't miss it
for sure.
Yeah, and so the theme for the R&B and Live is an all-black affair. So tell us more about that.
Man, so this is something where, you know, I want people to be comfortable, of course, but if they want to come where they're dressy, but just all black attire. Just mm-hmm. I want it to have that like dark feel, but also that light love that's going to come from the stage. Mm-hmm. So everyone could kind of just black out the room, not really focus on everything else that's going on, but really just dive into the music and some of that, the history of R&B that we love and mm-hmm. that current sound that we're creating as artists ourselves right here in Minneapolis. So we were just really want to bring that and make it alive again.
Yeah, absolutely. We are definitely like R&B, like what's the word for like R&B connoisseurs or you for know sure. people who consume R&B like daily. So
at different levels
just,
too.
Yeah, like exactly, yeah. exactly. And we just want to put on a show that shows like R&B isn't dead.
Not at all.
It is in fact very much so booming, still alive. And we also want to showcase like people who came before us and people who mm-hmm. are like doing it right now, and show that that level is not missing in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I'm gonna keep the turns going, and it's my turn.
As he thinks of what he's gonna say.
No, but for real, I think R&B has definitely grown, you know, and it's become a very wide range, very diverse genre of music. And I think we all touch Absolutely. On that
yep.
in a lot of different ways from background, where we came up, mm-hmm. what we was brought up listening to, you mm-hmm. know, the influences in our own music and our own original pieces. So I'm very excited to see, you know, how we each embody, you know, the life of R&B while still, you know, having those moments where we're connecting and mm-hmm.
yes.
and kind of, yes. you know, showing up on stage together yep. and things like that. You know, very excited for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and so we have three amazing R&B artists here in the house. And just tell us, what is the state of R&B for Minneapolis? Mm,
that's a great question. I'll take that one real quick. Male R&B specifically, because the women are doing their thing. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Y'all really doing y'all thing out there, for real. There are so many great artists out there, R&B, mm-hmm. especially here in Minnesota, that I am even getting like more privy to as the days mm-hmm, go yeah. as the days goes on, and as I, you know, be in my community of singers more and try to find out where they are, what they're doing.
They're here.
Exactly. Big on the they're here. And right now in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, in the Twin Cities, St. Paul, we kind of want to like revive, not because like I said, it's not dead, but we want to make sure that there's emphasis put on it from our point of view, because, you know, like singing here, you know you don't hear Minnesota for singing. You don't hear Minnesota, if anything, when you hear Minnesota, you think Prince and you think you know, pop funk, heavy on the funk, you know. But it's here, and our R&B is definitely here, is definitely alive, and we just want y'all to come see why we say that.
And one thing I touched on right before we got started with the interview today, and I've been saying this for a long time, and people tell me this quite often, is, you know, I don't know too many male singers that are in your mm-hmm. peer group or your age group that are
exactly.
really out here doing their thing. So likewise, when I thought about putting the show together, it was like, that thought came to me as well, and I'm like, man, you know, I'm only 31, I'll be 32 in a couple months, and I'm like, who's in my peer group that are male singers that are really out here tearing it up on stage and like just showing the people what they love to do and living in their craft and living in their artistry? These were the guys that came to mind, and I said, this would be a perfect night to share the stage with these guys. Like, I literally couldn't think of anybody better. So
heavy on the artistry too, like people who are out here doing their artist thing, like. We got to put on, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm looking to do. Multi-talented, and we're here. We're blessed individuals, and it's like, we want to show everybody, not just that we're multi-talented, but we can really cultivate and just bring a stage, a space together.
So, now what I want to hear is, we have all y'all here, and y'all are obviously working together, so I don't want y'all to name y'all each other, but give me like two or three names of local R&B artists that y'all love to hear.
Aaliyah Grace, I just got put on her music, bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh, she's dope. Definitely vocals. Super dope. Yes, yeah. Definitely super dope. That's one that I'm, that's crazy like fresh control. On my mind right now. Let me see. Besides us, there's a lot of, the guy, he calls his name, no, his, I think his name is just Isaiah.
Okay.
On streaming and all that stuff. But his album covers are faceless.
Yeah.
So I can't put a face to it. But I believe his name is Isaiah, and I believe he's in Minneapolis. Aaliyah Grace features on a couple of his songs.
Okay.
Also super cold. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna even throw SJ, you know, up in there.
Yeah.
She got a couple things. I mean, some of the rappers that's out here definitely be getting on the romantic side of things,
sure.
You know, spitting on the love.
Yeah.
And so I'll definitely say SJ, the Afrocentric Ratchet. I'll definitely say Juice. Juice
is wild,
doing
man.
His thing,
yeah.
Man. Bars very versatile. Exactly. Very versatile artist. Exactly.
And that's the thing, and that's kind of the thing that, like, when I think of R&B artists in Minneapolis, in St. Paul, in Minnesota in general, it is not a disrespecting or anything when we're talking about that and we don't see like a representation of male vocalists and male like artists. Because if you go to Snapped Open Mic, there are so many people that are killing on stage at Snapped Open Mic, or any open mic for that matter. But if you go there, you see these vocalists, and we want to see y'all do the artist thing. Like, we want to see y'all collab and hear y'all sing on all platforms and everything. We want to see y'all market yourselves, brand yourselves, and put yourselves out
there.
That's the business. Take
that's
a chance on yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that's, I think, for us three, that's the main thing that we're putting on showcase, that we're gonna bet on our giftings, on our talents, on our artistry, and we're gonna put it out there for everybody to see.
Yeah.
So hopefully we encourage everybody else to do that, and that's what this show is
definitely
about, for sure.
And there's two people I have that come to mind that I just really respect their vocal and their artistry. One gentleman is a young gentleman by the name of Detrell Melodies.
Oh yeah,
he's phenomenal. His tone and just what he I've been watching him for several years.
Yo,
and like, man, I love that guy. Like, he's really doing his thing. And then when you speak of Snapped Open Mic, there's a gentleman that comes up there. His name is Fees.
Oh yeah, Fees.
Man,
oh,
Fees, when I think of R&B, like, I'm almost mad I didn't ask him to come and join us on this show, because,
like,
I'm like,
bro,
every song he's brought to the stage down there brings me back to, like, the heart of what I love about R&B.
Yes.
Like, and he really sings them songs, and I'm just like, that brother, no, he's from Milwaukee, and I'm like, I got family down there, so you never know, might be a bloodline thing.
Right.
We be feeling the music the same way.
No, I'm definitely in awe of Fees, man. Anytime I'm able to share stage with him. For sure.
Yeah, man.
All right. We're talking about R&B Live, an all-black affair, January 21st, next Wednesday at Amsterdam Bar and Hall over in St. Paul.
Yeah.
And so just tell us about some of the upcoming, the things that y'all are working on also outside of this.
Yeah. Well, we're all individual artists. So like I said, we're bringing ourselves together to, you know, do this show. But like when I said I couldn't think of anybody else to have, I, you know, picked these guys. But for me, I'm a multitasking businessman artist. So aside from doing shows, I'm also DJing. I DJ weddings professionally. I teach at a music school. So I have a event at Kowalski's right here in Uptown on the 13th and the 14th. I'm providing some live music during the Valentine's weekend there. So always just trying to spread the love in a lot of different, you know, business aspects and things that I do. It's never just being on stage. It's really about how I'm putting myself out there in all musical avenues. So I know these gentlemen have a lot of things going on for themselves, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just look out for music for me. I'm really focused on putting out music and doing the content thing, you know, in the society that we're in right now with music and everything. Like, you know, socials are the currency, or socials is the network, and socials is how you know advance your career in different types of ways. So I'm really focused on, you know, banging out some content, getting some music out there, collabing with other artists such as these gentlemen right here, and anyone else who's down to do the artist thing, man. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to this whole year, really.
Yeah. And similarly, I got a couple things outside. I also am a teaching artist for Communication and Vocal Essence Witness Program. So kind of keeping my head low and getting into the schools, getting into the spaces with young people, and sharing, you know, my love for music, as well as, you know, trying to do more with my band, Candy. You know, got my guy Jackson behind me. We got a couple things coming up. 25th, we're starting our brunch residency at the Camden Social.
Yes, sir.
If you have not been at Camden Social, you need to get over there. But we'll be there on the 25th from 1 to 3, every fourth Sunday, starting this coming fourth Sunday.
Yep.
We also got a couple other things in the works, but we just locked down our third annual time at Dakota Jazz Club. Yes, we'll be there February 14th, Valentine's Day night. Be there 9:30 p.m. So we're gonna do a late night show. It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be tasteful. It's gonna be sexy. It's gonna be great
for all the lovers out there.
Indeed, mm-hmm. Indeed. We'll be collaborating with Just Dream, my guy Yanni D, doing his thing. So we're very excited for that one. And then on the 31st, January 31st, we're at the Wilder Foundation in St. Paul, Minnesota, from about 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Yeah. Presented by Brick by Brick Foundation. They're going to be holding a substance use disorder awareness charity event. So we're very excited for that. We'll be the live band performance. They'll have catered dinner. They got raffles for about $500 worth of gift cards and things like that. So please come on out. You know, we're going to be active. Candy is about to be out here doing their thing, you know, and I'm about to start setting these roots so we can come out in the biggest way possible. Yeah.
And make sure you follow all of us on the socials to keep up to date with all of that information too. You know?
Definitely.
Make sure you find us, Jackson Hurst, Trevion Dunlap, and Kales. Okay.
There we go.
Mykael Garrett. Yes.
Well, I just love seeing all of y'all. I'm glad that Kales is putting this on and bringing it to the community and everything that you do. I'm excited to see. But all of these Candy shows, I think I've been waiting for a reason to go to the Camden Social. I still haven't made it out there for some reason. So I'm excited about that. And for your new, you know, hopefully for some new music, too.
Indeed. That's put the pressure process on me. Put the pressure on me.
Yeah, put the... We both need it.
The bombastic side eye. I see it. I feel it.
And
it's coming.
And it was cool to see Jackson at the Snoop up there with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Doing his thing.
Yeah, man. That an amazing experience that we do not have to talk about that today. Maybe I'll come on
Minnesota
in a different session.
Yeah, we can talk about that on another time.
Yeah, for sure.
I was really shocked. I was at a friend's house. I was like, I know that man.
Yeah.
Couple of them on stage. I'm like, hold on.
So that was cool as well. I appreciate y'all once again. R&B Live All Black Affair, January 21st. That's next Wednesday at the Amsterdam Bar and Hall in St. Paul.
Yep.
At 7 p.m. Yep. Doors open at 6:30. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We really appreciate y'all coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
All right, and here we go with our next song. We're going to play Didn't I?
Thank you. Yeah. far for me anyway.
This is gonna be a start to finish. Are you going, if people go, when this come out, you're gonna listen to everything and every single word, and everybody's gonna know when you get to the first show after this drop, they're gonna be singing right along and feeling every word.
I'm excited for it.
I'm excited for it for you.
It's gonna be good to see people.
This ain't a happenstance or whim. I love this continue.
That's the part for me anyway. It's gonna be good to see my people.
This ain't a happenstance or whim. I love this continual.
Center presenting Fronder Saturday, January 24th. Fronder plays modern acoustic folk music that blends Swedish and Estonian traditions. Their latest release, Fronder 2, pushes the limits of what folk can be, blending Nordic roots with the echo of classic rock energy. Fronder's gaze is on the folklore and history of their homeland, but their feet are firmly planted in the present. Opening the show is Pony Folk. More information about Fronder is available at thecedar.org.
Winter is here. Ramsey County winter warming spaces are open every night between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. now through March. These spaces are available to anyone in need of a place to warm up overnight. If you or someone you know need a place to warm up overnight, call 651-266-1035 between 5 p.m. and 5 a.m. That's 651-266-1035. To find out more, visit ramseycounty.us/warming spaces.
Welcome back to Views from the Ground. Views from the Damn Ground. We are live right now with Nerd D.
Hey.
And
what is up, Views from the Ground?
Views from the Damn Ground.
That's right, and that's on that.
On that. And so I just thought I would call my friend Nerd D and, you know, we could just kind of talk about what's been going on in our community.
Oh, man, what's been going on in our community is correct. Well, first and foremost, anybody under the sound of our voice, the first and foremost, like, you know, stay safe. Take care of yourself. Take care of your people, the people around you. And take a little extra time to show love to yourself, because these people are not going to stop anytime soon. And I think that that's a reality that I think we need to face as a community.
Yeah, that is. Because I remember someone asked me the other day, when do you think it's going to stop? And I asked them, do they want the real answer or do they want the fake answer?
Mm-hmm.
And the fake answer is, you know, 3 or 4 months. And
yeah, any day now.
Yeah, and the real answer is whenever we stand up and we make them leave.
Yeah, we may. So, and we've had some conversations on this, DJ, but like there is, I don't know how to say this without feeling too doom and gloom. And that's one of the things that we try not to do, because we don't want to make people scared unnecessarily.
Yeah.
But unnecessarily is not the case right now. I think that there are some real things, some realities that some people and a lot of people need to face about what is exactly going on here. And when we say, well, when is this going to end? The first question you have to ask is, like, who is going to make them? Right now, the executive branch of our government has no intention of treating people like human beings. That doesn't just turn off at a time period. Like, that is a worldview, and because of that worldview, they will continue to do whatever they want to do until essentially an equal force says no, you don't get to go any further than this. And that's kind of what we're finding ourselves in right now.
Agreed. And that's what we're finding ourselves in. And, you know, I've just been, I've been a little irritated with things that have been going on. I think the whistles are a great way of helping folks know what's going on around them. And
yeah,
I think
physically around your space.
Yeah, like that's a good, like, infrastructure. But, like, what are we letting people know? Because then all I see is people blowing whistles, and then I also see people recording these crimes that are happening. And I just, you know, I just don't, you know, I'm just like, if we know that they're grabbing people and we know people are dying in custody and they're shooting white women 3 times in the face, and all we're doing is like recording it and then kind of trying to play the referee or something, being like, well, technically you couldn't have done that because blah, 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 blah. And it's like, but they're doing it. So like,
I do think that some people think that the rules are inerrant, or they are across the board, everyone cares about them. And there is such a real desire for me to just like grab some of my friends, some of my family, some of my community members, and just sort of shake them and be like, these rules do not matter to them. Like, when you say that's illegal, you can't do that, they don't care. And the people whose job it is to make them care also don't care. So exactly what do you expect to happen by shouting at them that what they're doing is illegal?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that you can't do that. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. I'm just saying effectiveness-wise, someone who knows they're doing something that is against the rules and has been told by the person who signs their paycheck that they can do it anyway, exactly where do you see the change in behavior coming from? Because their friends and family love what they're doing, most of them, at least the ones that still talk to them. They love that what they're doing. Their boss loves what they're doing. The person who pays their boss loves what they're doing. The person who pays their boss's boss loves that what they're doing. And the people whose job it is to come get them when they break the rules also love what they're doing.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things where we have to do something, because people, Minneapolis people said they're going to sue them. And I don't really know what that, you know, like, it's just laughable, because it's just, I mean, like, okay, so the government's going to find
it's
laughable. The government's going to find itself accountable for itself breaking the rules. And then even if it does, like, they have the Supreme Court, which, so it's just like, what are we doing?
What I tell people who say, like, we're suing the government. I said, like, I would also like to point out that the American government, by judicial order, said that every black person got 40 acres and a mule. I would like you to point to when that happened. Like, just because a judge says you now owe this amount of money to this person, that doesn't just make that true. This is going to sound very Brendan Lee Mulligan, and I'm not trying to stir up absolute anarchy, but the reality of the situation is any law that is punishable by a fine is just like a rich person's like privilege.
Yep.
Any judge that will say you have to give this much money, unless that judge has the ability to force them to do that, there really isn't anything to stop them from just saying no. And unfortunately, in these situations, the person who is saying no runs the people who have to make you pay. So not only that, but the president of the United States was convicted of sexual assault in civil court, if I remember correctly. He's walking around with that on his lapel. I really don't think it's going to bother him too much to ignore whatever amount of money this lawsuit is supposed to be for, if it even is for money and not just to get him to stop doing something that he just doesn't want to stop doing.
Yeah.
So it is. Mayor Fry said this on an interview, and I think there's the real, I think people need to see that again and hear it again, was that we have the legal authority to arrest these people, but they have bigger guns than us, so we won't. That is all you kind of need to know about the situation at hand. If you are out on the streets and you're moving and you're doing all this stuff because you have been moved personally, and that you just, it has to come out of you in some way, and this is the way you've chosen to get it out of you, that is awesome. I can't say that it's effective, but I can say that it's awesome. I can say that it's beautiful to see. I could say that it's definitely not something you shouldn't do, but like the people that we would be shouting at are not coming to stop this. So at a certain point, there needs to be a conversation amongst ourselves as a community, as a nation, as a people. Where are we going to take the hit of our lives being changed like forever, to be able to preserve the world that we want to see? Nobody wants to go to where this next level is leading. Nobody enjoys that conversation. But people are being disappeared. Like, they're going door to door. All of that, when people used to say that, like, liberals or leftists were being hyperbolic about what would happen. All of those things that were considered like alarmist propaganda 6 months ago are happening. Like, are happening literally. We have video footage of it. People being dragged through the streets, pregnant women dragged through the snow. The line of like, the line that of decency that people thought would never be crossed by anyone other than slave catchers and full on jackbooted Gestapo thugs has been crossed. So, I don't want to say I'm feeling disillusioned, because it's not, that's not the truth, but I think the harder conversations need to be had. And I think a real good look at what we're actually facing in order for us to be able to brace ourselves for how long this is going to be, I think it needs to be had.
Yeah, and this is something we can't press conference ourselves out of.
We didn't press conference our way into it.
That part too. And so
we didn't press conference our way into it. So, like, we can't press conference our way out of it.
And so I need people to understand, like, the gravity of what's happening, because right now ICE has shot 3 people in 24 hours, a span of 24 hours mm-hmm. last week, and yep. they're waiting to see if that's okay. Like, are we fine? Are we going to let yeah. that happen?
They're pushing the envelope little by little. There was that old proverb of the frog in the boiling water. And if you put a frog into a boiling water, it'll jump out immediately because it can feel it. But if you put a frog into room temperature water and you turn the degrees up ever so slightly, it won't notice and you will boil it alive. And that's what's happening. Like, a year ago, everything that ICE would have been doing is the kind of stuff that they would have said, oh, well, if they do this, then we'd shut it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I try to remind people, remember in 2020 when Trump, like, opened fire on a bunch of people so he could walk up to a church and hold a Bible upside down? Like, that's the guy who's running this. That's the guy who's running all of this. He's taking his personal vendetta against Tim Walz as like a reason to just be extra racist. Be extra, and they're all kind of just like cosplaying urban slave catcher commando.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't want to see it like that because they're not ready to red dawn this. And I'm not saying that that's what anyone should do, but like, there is a level of fear that is not going to be press conferenced away, because there is no tactical, there's no tangible thing that comes after that.
Yeah.
There have been more protesters arrested, put in cuffs, put in the back of a squad car, and thrown into a cell than there have been ICE agents. And one of those two groups of people are murdering people on the street. One group of people is making noise when they're not supposed to. And the other group of people are killing people. But out of those two groups, the Minneapolis Police Department has arrested the protesters.
Yeah, it's just,
that's where you have to see there's nobody coming. Like, you can't outsource your justice at this point. There is no one bigger to appeal to.
And that brings me into my next point. These people have to stop peace policing folks at protests.
Yeah, I have a tough time with that. I always say that, like, I get it. I do. I really do. And I'm mm-hmm. the first one to tell white people to stop doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the first person to, I'm like, hey, don't throw something and hold your hands behind your back and go back to Apple Valley. Like, don't do that. Because the first people who are going to get hurt are the black and brown folks, the native people who are standing out in front. You chuck something from behind six rows of, like, wounded, grieving people of color and then run back off to the burbs. Don't do that. But, like, the idea of telling someone who might have just seen their neighbor, their spouse, their mother, their father, like their friends, their teachers, be dragged off into an unmarked car to never be seen again, and to tell them that they kind of have to like calm down is kind of wild, in my opinion. And I get the fear of like, if this gets more aggressive, that the response will be more aggressive. But my counterpoint is, can you honestly say that we have not reached that point?
Yeah. And
like they're leaving cars running in the middle of the streets after they drag someone out of it, crashing into things. I just don't think that being nicer about it is going to make them stop.
Yeah. And we see that trying to happen. We see a lot of the nonprofits that keep trying to tell people to say no more ICE instead of F ICE.
Never heard that. That's kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah, that happened. we see.
I've never heard that. That's wild.
We've seen you know, people at noise demonstrations that are writing stuff, and then people like telling them that they can't write those things and stuff like that. Mm. And after they've already so-called ended their protest, whatever that means. I just have to tell.
I think that one of the things that was so successful about the 2020 uprising here in our state is that there were so many things happening at the same time that they couldn't like find the person to destroy. They couldn't find the group to dissolve or discredit. It was just things would keep happening and they kind of had to move around and they didn't know what was going on. And some of them were marches and some of them were more than that. And like, they didn't know and they couldn't get a handle on it. The desire to keep things clean and orderly, while as someone who works in the Marshall community quite a bit, I understand that desire, especially when you're trying to go from one place to another. It's one thing when you're planning a march. It's another thing when you're just trying to like tell people what to do in their free time and how to express their anger and how to express their rage. If they're aware of the risks, if they know what they are risking with the movements and the actions that they're taking, honestly, leave them be. Like, leave them be, because what if that's the thing that fixes it? You, at this point, what do we have to lose?
Well, I hear a lot of the white liberals say, well, if we do anything or we resist too hard, that there's going to be the Insurrection Act. And I'm just like, they're walking down the street killing white women, shooting them in their face right now. And yeah, I just don't understand what you mean by
that it could always get worse. People will say it can always get worse. And I'm like, okay. But really? Like, really, really? You think that's what's going to happen next? And if it did get worse, then what? Are you saying that you're only going to be out here if it is safe? Like, where's your line? You know what I mean? If it does get worse, are you done? Are you out? I mean, it's a fair question. It's a question that has an answer. And it doesn't have, there's no right answer, but I think there's honest ones. I think there's honest ones. I think that, like, I don't want this to get more aggressive because I'm afraid of what's going to happen next is a real answer. And some people aren't afraid of that. And it's a, maybe they should be, maybe they know something you don't, maybe they have something that you don't, maybe that they're willing to do more than you will. I just don't think that policing everybody is the move. Yeah. I try my best to keep people safe, but that's about it. You can inform people of their risks. And again, always you can kind of remind the, you know, super gung-ho, just jumping in on this from TikTok white liberal who shows up a little bit about the consequences that will befall the black people in the community they're fighting for, the brown people in the community they're fighting for, the native people in the community they're fighting for, should they escalate things. But like, I don't know. I think that tone policing is a little not helpful, especially at this stage.
Yeah.
Well, if it's not your movement, if it's not your protest, if you didn't plan this, let people do what they want to do. And if anybody has anything to say about it, you can say, like, I'm not affiliated with them. If you want to keep your hands clean, you just say, I'm not affiliated with them. They're already lumping us all in together, though. So, like, there's only but so much you can say to the world at large. The mainstream, I hate saying mainstream media, but like the mainstream media is like gonna just lump us all in together anyway. They did it in 2020. They do it anytime there's a protest.
That is very true.
Yeah, it gets clicks. It gets clicks. It gets views. So, and that's why I tell people it's important to talk to the people that you know about what's going on. There's so much misinformation. There's so many AI videos about fake stuff happening. Like, just talk to your community. Get out there. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to the people you know. Call them on the phone. Because this is bigger than you think. This is going to go on for longer than you think. And it might require more than you might be comfortable with in order for it to stop. But that doesn't mean you have to stop doing what you're doing. It just means that, you know, this is the federal government. They're here. They're knocking down people's doors and they're dragging people out to never be seen again. There is a level of, there's a level of realness to that that I think everyone needs to get. And I know a lot of people do. I'm not talking to most people. I know a lot of people know this.
Yeah.
But I think that there in our circles, what did I say to you, DJ, the other day? I said, not even the other day, it was earlier today. I said, you will never win a game if you only play defense. If every time you get on offense, you spike the ball four times and you get back into defensive formation, even if you stop them 9 times out of 10, you lose.
Yep.
So, something to think about.
I will say there's still a lot of people that are doing good work out there.
The Whipple, our community is dope.
Yeah, our community is dope. The Whipple protests continued to go strong. There was even I even heard some stories of people telling ICE agents to go home, and they responded with "I want to." So
I know some of these people didn't realize it was going to be real like that. Some of these people showed up because they used a quote from a Halo game, and they didn't realize that they were going to send them out here like this and do their dirty work for them. And they never do. The henchmen never realize what they're going to be put up for. It is like they're always the first ones to get dropped, and they know that. That's why they sent you guys out here. So please go home if you want to go home. It's a job. You can always quit.
And
if you're listening to this, you can always quit. You can quit your job. It's a job. Don't make it your identity. Leave. Go do something else with your life. In fact, if you left and you were to like tell everybody about what they told you, you go online, go on the news, you could probably make it back. The first one of you to switch.
about to be rich. So, something to think about.
Yes.
Just like from a self-preservation standpoint, something to think about. You could either go down in history as one of those jackbooted thugs who did exactly like every single other fascist jackboot thug do, and hope that your face and picture doesn't end up in your kid's history book, your grandkid's history book. Or you can be the one that like switched sides and saved a bunch of people's lives and got really rich in the process. I know which one I'd pick, but also I'm sane most of the time. So
yes, and I really appreciate you calling in and talking with us.
Anytime. Yeah,
thank you so much. And I just want to remind everyone as the last thing here, remember, we're not just holding out trying to endure this. We're actually trying to resist and save our neighbors, not just being like, well, I really hope they leave once they get everyone. No, we're trying to help and save our neighbors.
Yes.
And I just want to say that.
People are disappearing. Yeah, this is not a game.
This is not a game.
This is not a war of attrition. I don't want to lose anybody.
Yes. So thank you so much, Nerdy. With that being said, we're going to listen to 2 for 1's newest single, Star.
Heck yeah.
Minneapolis, purple city prince, put it on the map and it's in my home. Born on the West Bank, see the riverside when I'm walking and I'm in my zone. About to kick in that door, breaking all the rules, cause none of that applies the way we live our lives. And we shouldn't be so concerned with everything they project is so colonized. Free your mind, baby, free your mind. Remember who you are, you come from the stars. Free your mind, baby, free your mind. Remember who you are, baby, you are a star.
Finish up my culture, where I'm from. Creation but Dote, body get my bloodline. Dakota Taino, my love ties. The island is flowing and it's in my veins. The Mississippi, the original place. And I was born on the bluff of the river. No bluffing, I'm singing and drifting away. Southside.
Arroz con habichuela, plantains and wild rice that my mama would make. And she still throw down when we together.
Many ha-ha falls, many ha-ha abs. Many O.H. me, wash them in the patches and neck. And that shit just right off of the path. Run it back.
I used to be an outcast. Maybe I still am. Unapologetically. Unapologetically myself. Southside. Let's go.
Free your mind, baby, free your mind. Remember who you are, you come from the stars. Free your mind, baby, free your mind.
So much of this love to give abundance, cause I love myself, I'm in love with my people around me, aligned in the sea that I'm thriving, I want to help, and it is so successful. You see I'm like an open vessel, reciprocated energy, the flow is special, like the current and that get you got me cold, it's hectic, like I'm on the coast and I'm so protected. Inland rhythm and I'm so connected to the open presence of the trees and the message, streams and the lakes and the air and the dirt and the earth, and I feel like I hold your presence. Wopi da Tonka. Ushimaka, protecting your energy from these imposters. We don't follow their laws because they're so lost inside of their cause. So we
breaking all the rules because none of that applies the way we live our lives. And we shouldn't be so concerned with everything they project is so colonized. Ooh, ooh, ooh.